Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Dog hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Dog loves movies.
Hey, everybody. The only place I have to put my drink is on someone else's chair. We didn't really think that through. We didn't put any... Oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to put my drink on the table of some nice audience members. Don't try to sip from that unless you really enjoy kerosene. As always, I have everything that I want to say written down on a piece of paper that I'm pulling out right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to I Love Movies, coming to you live on tape from the Improv Comedy Club in Irvine, California. On April 28th, 2010. Quick shout out to everybody who came to my shows in Madison, Milwaukee, and Western Illinois University. Go cocksuckers! No, wait a second. That's not it. Leathernecks, yay. I'd also like to thank the people at Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis for letting me record my new CD on 420, and it will... thank you. It'll plop later this year. That's what I like to say about CDs, that they plop. I mean, comedy CDs. Regular ones drop, but mine plops. Stephen Baldwin says that he no longer stars in movies because he refuses to do films that feature gratuitous sex and violence. Which works out great for me because I refuse to see movies that feature gratuitous Stephen Baldwin. Boom! My guest tonight are three hilarious comedians who all agreed to drive down to Irvine from L.A. It takes an hour. Sometimes longer. Please welcome Dan Gabriel, Natasha Leggero, and TJ Miller! Yay! Grab some microphones and some stools. There you go. Oh, Natasha was on and off her stool. All right, talking to the microphones.
The lady takes.
I was just going to say I didn't want to sit so close to you because I don't know anything about movies. Oh. Except I loved Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, Natasha is the chairman, the president of the Hot Tub Time Machine fan club.
I've chosen a stool.
She loves it.
I can't reach my drink.
I know. We should have put some little tables up here so people could reach their drinks.
That's okay.
You're going to have to really stretch to get your water. TJ Miller. Dan Gabriel, say hi to the listening audience. They know
your voice. Hello, listening audience.
That's Dan Gabriel. And Natasha, you've already heard from. And TJ Miller.
Hi.
Let me ask you guys some questions. An audience that came out tonight, if you feel like leaving, it's no big deal. if you want to take off, if this gets boring to you, if you're not nerds that love movies, you may get tired of it, but if you like it, hang out. Natasha, you're in He's Not That Into You. What's it called? He's Just Not That Into You. He's Just Not Into You, you stupid idiot. He doesn't care anything about you, you stupid... Okay. And you're in it. And you're in the trailer.
Well, I was. That movie's been out for a while.
Yeah. But your whole part was in the trailer, right?
That is correct.
But in lieu of...
Why is that so funny, guys? How many movies have you been in?
Oh! How many trailers have you been in?
I'm just saying, though, that it's kind of awesome that your whole part from the movie ends up in the trailer.
Well, it
wasn't
the whole...
Drew Barrymore's barely in the trailer.
It wasn't the whole part, Doug.
What else did you say?
There's
a lady or weird dude in the audience that disagrees.
It's a minute and a half the monologue I have, so ma'am, in the back, it was not the whole part, okay? Granted, it was just a scene.
I have to say that
granted, it was the only movie I've ever been in.
Ma'am in the back is one of my favorite pornos. If I had to pick one, who's going to force me to pick one?
About a lonely southern boy who's polite but likes it from behind.
But that's cool, Natasha, that you're in that movie.
Thank you.
Frangela is in that movie. Does that ruin it for you?
No.
There are a couple black ladies who combine their names into one. Like a lot of combinations of black ladies will do. TJ, you were the voice of one of the twins in How I Met Your Dragon. And by twins, I don't mean a dragon's balls. I mean you're like a person that fights dragons in that
movie.
I'm
so glad you clarified that by twins, you weren't talking about a dragon's balls. Because any other time somebody brings up twins, I'm like, are they talking about Dragon Balls?
Yeah, did
are
you
they
see
talking
the,
about identical people born
did
at the same
you
time?
See Twins starring Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger as Dragon's Balls?
You know what? Now that you put it that way, no, not at all. But no, yes, I was in How to Train Your Dragon.
You and Kristen Wiig are two twins.
That's right, we're two twins. Rarely is there one twins.
Is that a cartoon?
It is an
animated film.
It's an animated film.
It's in 3D.
That's right. Thank you,
Natasha.
It's
like your hat.
It's three-dimensional. Podcast listeners love visual hat jokes.
Some people went,
I bet it's a weird beret.
It's not weird. It's just red. That's not weird.
Yeah, but some people notice, but ugh, like that's such an insult to say your hat is 3D. It's 3D. As is the rest of you. Natasha Leggero's in 3D tonight, you guys.
But I did.
I
was the voice of Toughnut.
That was his name, Toughnut.
And her name is Roughnut.
Now you don't want to go out with a girl whose name is Roughnut. Oh, quit slapping my balls around and do something else, Roughnut.
That's my name.
Or you don't really want to go out with a guy named Toughnut, you know? It's going to take me a really long time.
I don't want to go out with any guys, but especially ones named Toughnut. If I go out with a guy, I want to be able to crack through that nut. I don't want a fucking Toughnut first time out of the gate. I'm going to try being gay. Oh, God damn it, it's a Toughnut.
This guy's a Toughnut, too.
Dan Gabriel.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen How to Train Your Dragon?
I have not seen How to Train Your Dragon.
He plays Toughnut in it.
One of my favorite names of a character that I play.
That's so bizarre. Like a Viking has twins. It's a girl and a boy, so I'm gonna name the boy Toughnut and the girl Roughnut.
Well, it's based on real events, so. It's based on a true story.
Was there ever a conversation
about the audition was just showing his ball?
It's the same as that movie Ali. Have you seen Ali?
I didn't pronounce it like that, but yes, I did.
Have you seen Ali? You haven't seen Ali with Will Smith?
I'd like one.
With Will Smith?
I'd like one ticket for Ali, please.
That would be worth seeing that movie in the theater, just to say that. One ticket for Ali, please. I'm going to get some popcorn.
I said to the poor girl in the box office, I'd like one for How to Train My Dragon, and she didn't appreciate it.
I'd like one to train my dragon. I've got a tough nut and a rough nut.
I was like, put a fucking saggle on... Saggle? Saddle on my dragon. Put a fucking saggle on my drink dog. I speak from that language from Clockwork Orange. Me droogies. So...
Only nerds are following at this point.
I don't even think Doug is following at this point.
What do you
point?
Mean only nerds are following? Only nerds listen to this podcast. That's the point of it. That's the idea.
You're right. I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah. I haven't listened to it. I don't know how to download podcasts.
Podcasts are for starring in.
Yeah.
Not for listening to.
I'm here while it happens. Why do I need to listen to it?
I like starring in a podcast. I love movies. The podcast starring Natasha Leggero. Her entire part will be in the trailer for this podcast.
So Dan, have you been in any movies?
I know.
You're in Totally Baked. National Lampoon's Totally Baked, right? You're in that.
Oh yeah, horrible. Did anybody see that horrible weed movie? Totally Baked.
It's not horrible. We're both in it.
Yeah, but it's pretty bad. I mean, it's really bad.
Wow, the rentals are going to skyrocket now.
Yeah.
Were you in the trailer for that?
I was. My entire part was in the trailer.
No. Were you really
it
in the
It was
trailer?
Just me going like, guys are stupid.
Were you really in the trailer for that?
What is your line in the...
Were you really in the trailer movie, for...
It wasn't a line. It was a speech. I competed with a lot of hot actresses to get that part. And it was so good that it made it into the trailer. Of a movie with all A-list celebrities.
What's your speech? They were like, less Ben Affleck, more of this speech.
You competed with a lot of hot actresses and they decided to go with funny.
Sexy funny.
That does not, he's
funny.
Not saying I'm ugly, you guys.
Skeck funny. What's your line in that movie? Do you remember?
It is not a line.
It's a speech said in one
sentence. Tell the speech.
It's a speech said in one sentence, Doug.
Honestly, do not
It's
remember.
A Twitter speech.
I don't
You really
remember.
Don't remember?
Look, the gist of it is some guy's not that into her.
Yeah. I'm just like talking about how I'm trying to call a guy and he won't call me. I'm not going to repeat it.
Do the speech.
Hold on. Wait a second. Did I just hear the guy from the back go, do it?
I'll do it. Natasha in the movie is totally fucking a guy with a tiny cock. And she's like, you're not that into me.
That would have been funny.
I'm ashamed of how long it took me to understand that.
My jokes are like math. Sometimes it's not worth figuring out.
I thought you said math.
He did.
My jokes are like meth.
Oh.
You make them in a Winnebago.
I think he said math.
He did say math.
I thought he said meth. Whoa, boy. That
you guys are like the new
sassy.
George and Gracie that I want to murder. All right, so what's next on my piece of paper? Have you guys... I know Dan and I saw date night tonight. Really? Huge date night fans in the audience. We saw it together because we drove down early to the Orange County.
And because it was our date night.
Yeah. Every Wednesday night, Dan and I go to a movie together and sit with that one seat between us so that everyone knows we're not fags. I love when dudes do that in movie theaters, like a whole seat between them. We're not fags. Yeah, but when you lean in to talk to each other, you look like you're kissing.
It's so we can both have our own armrest.
Yeah,
was it funnier
reason.
Than Hot Tub Time Machine, my new favorite movie?
Is what funnier than it?
Date Night.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I just know. Feel like when a comedy...
I shouldn't be so quick to say.
I think when a comedy's really funny, like Hot Tub Time Machine, everyone comes out and tries to, like, say what's wrong with it and why it wasn't funny, and it's being unfairly judged.
No one has said a negative thing about it until you just said that.
Now you're the reviews
making,
were
now
like,
you're making it sound like when we, before we started the podcast, anyone was saying something negative
about TJ Miller.
No,
I'm talking about the reviews. The reviews, like, it got a D in, like, Entertainment Weekly. Like, they were saying it's too gay. I don't know.
Well, Anderson, shame
on
you.
It's definitely too gay.
Weekly.
Four guys in a hot tub, that's too gay. I need some donuts
okay.
in that pickle party.
About that.
But it's a good movie, though. It's funny. Craig Robinson, friend of the show, he's in there. Rob Corddry, who I'd love to have on someday. And then some other people.
John Cusack.
Yeah,
can I say a shit
for that fuck.
You don't like John Cusack?
It's Cusack, not Cusack.
Cusack.
Yeah.
All right.
June Cusack.
However you pronounce it. He should have made a tidal wave go away in 2012 by holding a boombox over his head.
That's how you make a tidal wave come back to you.
I love movies. Listen.
Don't you want to have him on your show one day?
I don't know. I'm not sucking up to people to get him on my show.
I know.
I'm saying what's real.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
You're keeping it really real.
That guy, John Cusack, made two movies about having retarded children, like, within the course of a year. And it's like, all right, we get it, you're sensitive. Sensitive people have retarded children. Listen, you guys, let's move on before I say something I'll regret. There should be a portion of the show each week where I apologize for people I offended the previous week. And so I should say right now, I apologize for offending retards who like John Cusack. Wait, that came out wrong.
I think the politically correct...
They're totally loving wrong. Him. Oh, sorry, that was a callback to your act.
What?
Do you edit this?
No. No.
Why?
People, it's perfect the way it is. There's no reason to edit it, yeah. What have you guys seen lately? TJ, have you been to the movies lately?
I saw Kick-Ass.
Yeah, you did.
That.
I love that movie. Why is that movie more popular? Is it because of the marketing?
Why, isn't it more popular?
Yeah, did they market it wrong? Like, is it like a movie for adults that looks like a kid's movie? Is that the problem with it?
I don't know.
I've only heard people talking about that movie nonstop. What do you mean it's not popular?
Well, the people that hang around you talk about it nonstop because you're hanging around comedians who are
only hanging around the cast of Kick-Ass. If you would hang out with other people.
But like, who saw Kick-Ass?
Well, yeah, people that like this podcast like Kick-Ass. That's how it works.
You're talking about the ratings.
But I'm talking about, yes, the ratings. The Nielsen ratings for movies are not good for Kick-Ass. It opened number one, barely, and then
it dropped to number one,
five.
I'll say. It did not open number
it
one.
It did.
They're full of shit.
They edged it out.
They counted the
fucking
receipts.
They edged you out, you dragon fucker.
Listen to me, motherfucker. Listen closely. They counted the receipts from Thursday, 10 p.m. Thursday's not part of the fucking weekend. So they counted the receipts.
Oh, if you're doing it right, it is.
No, absolutely not.
Wednesday's part of the weekend for you guys, am I right?
You're so drunk on a Wednesday, you said Wednesday was part of the weekday.
Listen, why don't you get another brain surgery?
Here's the deal. I already had three brain surgeries. One of them was just diagnostic. It did not open to number one. It said that it did, but it didn't.
And no, go back and look.
It
was close,
it counted
the and
Thursday
then they ended
receipts.
Up. Everyone ended up deciding that Kick-Ass beat Dragon. And don't worry about it. Dragon went to number one the next weekend. So it's
and
not
Kick-Ass
like.
Kick-Ass only went to number five.
Yeah, it went to number five. So you totally win. But Kick-Ass
well,
was
I don't
number
really
one
win.
For
I'm,
one weekend.
I'm the voice of one of the smallest parts named Tough Nut. So
no,
I
but I did not know you were a voice in the movie. I went to see it when I was working Hyenas in Fort Worth. And I turned to Graham Elwood.
Both of those things are bad.
I turned to Graham Elwood, who I was watching it with, because we go on gay movie dates when we're on the road together, and with a seat between us.
And
but when you lean in to talk to each other,
I turned to him and
kids.
I said, "That's T.J. Miller is the voice of one of the twins."
I have a question.
I picked you off, buddy.
Nice one.
Yeah, it was good.
Isn't it a well-known fact that the most popular movie usually sucks?
No.
Well, you can tell by that silence that you're absolutely right.
I mean, that's because it's good.
That silence was an audience being like, yes, that's an unwritten rule.
The public
that's been
gets
written
it right.
Stone. Why
isn't
have you
like
spoken
Alvin
it out loud?
Isn't Alvin and the Chipmunks number one? Isn't Shrek number one? I mean,
Wait,
Shrek was pretty good.
And, Shrek is all right.
Alvin and the Chipmunks is like a fake movie.
David Cross is very funny in Alvin and the Chipmunks. And Jason Lee got a paycheck. But the point is...
Very rarely is an amazing movie number one.
Well, I actually... Well,
except for every time, like, a good movie's number one.
I have a terrible story about myself that's really sad. I've lived in Hollywood for so long that at one point I was talking to somebody and I said, you know, Alvin the Chipmunks did 250 domestic, so you know the Squeakquel's going to do well. And I said Squeakquel without making fun of it. I said it for reals. I said Squeakquel.
Did you know that Alvin and the Chipmunks, they're making a third movie where they live in a trilogy? You're right, TJ. The audience is wrong. You're right on that one. The face he gave me was so fucking, like, shut it down. Wrap it up, Doug. End of show. Well, we got a lot of show to go, buddy.
Trilogy.
We got to play some games. Trilogy. We got to win some prizes. If I could have worked the word nut in, I would have. Because chipmunks love nuts. People are knocking over their drinks.
They're having so much fun.
Things are getting crazy here in Irvine. We're behind the orange curtain. Shit happens. Behind the orange curtain. Tustin is nearby. What have you seen lately, Dan, besides Date Night?
I saw Alice in Wonderland.
I saw that.
In 3D.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
I got dizzy. Anybody else get dizzy? Holy shit.
I saw it 2D, actually.
And yeah, because it was before your brain surgery.
Wow. You and that woman should have a kid and just come out being fucking shitty to other human beings.
Wait, what woman for the people listening to this podcast?
Somebody earlier, I was trying to talk about my brain surgery, and a girl in the middle of me talking about it goes, whatever! Which is just
you
a sensitive
what,
way of telling me that she's going to be a great mother.
She showed you a lot of respect by saying the whole thing, though, because if she really didn't want to hear about it, she'd say, whatevs. She really took the time to pronounce whatever in its entirety.
I appreciate it, but I couldn't understand it because I had just had brain surgery.
W-E. Whatevs. I asked all the questions I want to ask. Let's play some games. Let's do it. People love the games. Let's get a suggestion, like from this gentleman right here. Somebody else gasped that I chose him. So that's exciting. Somebody else knows that it's a weird choice. Why did you say that? Oh my gosh. The listeners can't hear you. All right. Name a movie that's got words in it that have been in other movie titles.
How to Train Your Dragon.
So, TJ, can you think of a movie that ends in the word how or begins in the word dragon? Oh, I thought of one.
Why would you say, oh, I thought of one right after asking me that question?
Just to put that extra pressure on you, like, holy shit. Is he going to be able to do it? Doug's already got one. How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z is a movie?
It is now, motherfucker.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's an anime movie.
But
no, it's a live
film?
Action, you're right. It has John Cusack in it. He plays the ball. You're my favorite. That's somebody, that laugh was from Alice in Wonderland.
This game might be over already. How to Train Your Dragon Ball Z?
Yep.
All right, so Natasha, you need to come up with a title that begins with Z or ends in how.
Begins with what?
Begins with how or ends in Z.
No, it ends in how or begins with Z. You want me to host the podcast for a while?
She's not going to get it either way.
Take it easy.
It doesn't matter what it is.
No, I got it. Wasn't there a movie called Z?
Yes, there was. It was directed by Costa Gavras.
Zorro. That was a movie.
Oh, that's a good point.
And they call it Z.
Who does? Right. Turn the cast off, of Kick-Ass?
Turn off Natasha's microphone for a minute.
I was going to say, I'm still confused how this works, because his thing wasn't even a good answer. That was not...
Dragon Ball Z is a movie, supposedly.
Oh, okay.
I don't have time to look it up.
You have to...
I would have said Dragon Quest if I were you.
I would have said Puff the Magic Dragon.
That would not have worked.
That wouldn't have,
so you would have lost the game.
That wouldn't have worked at all. That doesn't fit at all to say Puff the Magic Dragon.
I like that if you were me, you would have said Dragon Quest.
If I were you.
If I was you, that's what I would have chosen.
I also
I would want to tell everybody that I was a homosexual
surgery.
Immediately.
This is fun. Dan, do you have anything to add?
Does Zorro count? Are you letting her have Zorro?
No, they called it Z. Everyone did.
I don't think you can just choose what people call
it. Everyone said that. Are you going to see Z?
No, I am the Nasonex B.
I'm telling you, it was a big hit.
All right. Dan, you got anything?
Anything that ends in how or starts with Z?
Yeah.
Shit, man, that's...
Oh, it kind of starts with
how
Z,
to train
Zoolander.
Dragon Ball
Zoolander.
Yes, Zoolander. Then her Zorro should work if Zoolander's gonna work. Because if it's just something that starts with Z,
zebra head. I got
that
once
porno?
Down at the San Diego Wildlife Preserve. I got some zebra head, and security was like, "You have to go when you're done."
Oh boy! Oh boy! You really earn your
security
stripes.
Security was like, you
joke.
Have to go when you're done. Oh, you said a stripes thing?
Yeah.
All right, so zebra head. What's happening? How to train your zebra head? How did you train your Dragon Ball zebra head? So now, Dan, you need a movie that begins in the word head.
Why, Dan?
So it has
it's
to...
his turn. Natasha got zebra head. Natasha got a gimme because somebody in the audience had an answer.
What is a non-porn movie that starts with head?
Well, there was a movie just called Head that starred Jack Nicholson and the Monkees, but that it doesn't count to add a movie that's just the same word as the last word. So you need a word that
how
starts.
How to Train Your Dragon Ball Zebra Head. And Shoulders? I don't know. What's it called?
No. I did love
there
that movie,
There has to be a movie that starts with Head. Head of the Class was a
head
TV
class,
show starring Howard Hessman. Ed Wood?
Zebra Head Wood.
I like that. Zebra Head Wood. How to Train Your Dragon Ball Zebra Head Wood. I like that. Head of State. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, Chris Rock.
You guys are great at this game.
Oh, we wish you were guests.
You should totally become comedians and be guests on my show. But not until you're comedians. Or actors like John Hamm. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. I'm tired of this game.
Though I did not. Was that real movie? Was that a real movie?
Was that a real thing that just happened?
Well, I mean, were they picking?
Did we really just play a game? Which part are you worried about, Natasha?
I'm not worried.
Is it if Zebra Head is a real movie?
No, never mind.
Zebra Head's a movie. Yeah, what's his name was in it? Michael Rapaport. That's right. He's always great.
Somebody in the audience, went, white guy. You know Michael Rapaport, the white guy. Which guy's that? The white one? I know who you're talking about.
He plays all the Christopher Penn roles that Christopher Penn didn't play because he's died. I know. It's sad. I'm trying to pull up my Leonard Maltin app so we can play the Leonard Maltin game. And I'm about to. Wow, there's a lot of chatting in the crowd. Oh, people are getting their checks. So people have to figure out their bills. You can't laugh and figure out your bill at the same time.
The men are paying tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
The men are hating Natasha tonight.
These nerds didn't help me. Why should I help them?
Boom.
They're trying to pull up the Leonard Maltin app.
I got the Leonard Maltin app ready to go. Let's do this. I'm not Twittering.
All right. Doug, is your mother here? She's like, no Twittering, Doug. My not mother, during the podcast that you star in.
My mother calls masturbating Twittering. And so she tells me no Twittering all the time. I'm like, Mom, it's none of your business. She's like, it is when you're in my home. It is when you're in my living room. All right. Let's play Leonard Maltin. This movie, I don't have an overall category. The categories are going to shift because I'm using all like ones from previous shows that didn't get picked. And this is from 1975. The category is it's a musical. Yeah. What? Jesus, you guys are the best. Sometimes I forget to pick people that you guys are playing for, and the audience reminds me. So, red shirt, you gotta have somebody play for you. Who would you like to play for you? You take Natasha.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a vote for I don't want to win.
but I think there's a 1 in 100 chance I'll have sex with you.
1 in 100, really?
I know a lot of musicals.
You tramp. 1 in 100, I'll take those odds. And this gentleman over here, who would you like to play for you? TJ or Dan? Dan, good call.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you for your vote of confidence.
TJ, the last time you were on the show, you did poorly.
I am the worst at this game.
No, you're with that guy, so...
I'm bad, I actually am really good.
Let's pick this gentleman. You pick TJ.
Oh, you choose me?
He chooses you.
Oh, thank you so much.
When you're the only one left,
so the other two are no longer
available,
and you've decided I choose TJ.
That's
I would be your first choice. Thank you very much.
He was always your first choice. I mean, look what it says on his shirt.
It says, sworn to a great DVD, soil work. Is that what that says?
Soil work.
Sworn to a great divide, soil work.
That's what I call. That's what I call how I spend my afternoons, soil work. All right,
it's
so
Twittering.
What's your name, soil work? Orlando. Let's go with soil work.
Oh, man. I like that you
laughed
at that.
All right, TJ's playing for soil work. And what's your name? Sean. Natasha's playing for Sean. And your name?
Jay.
Dan is playing for Jay. Yeah, I won't remember, so everybody remember your own names.
My name's TJ.
Yeah. Let's start with you, TJ. This is a musical from 1975.
I love you.
And one of the things that Leonard Maltin said about it was it had standout musical performances in it. That's the only part. Okay, energetic. I could say energetic. Energetic.
That's all we get to know?
And that's it. And there are 9 names. How many names can you get it in, TJ Miller?
8.
He says 8 names. Natasha Nilagero.
1.
One name.
Dang,
all right. So Dan Gabriel, you could go 0 names. You could say name that movie to Natasha Nilagero.
I'm gonna go 0 names.
You know it in 0 names?
I think I have a pretty good guess.
You better have a pretty
just
good guess.
Just from energetic 1975 and a musical.
Do I say it now? Tell me when to say it.
All right, Dan. What movie do you think it is?
Is it Grease?
No.
But that is an energetic performance.
That's from
energetic
the
80s. Performance.
It's a movie that starred Jack Nicholson, Tina Turner, Robert Powell, Keith Moon, Eric Clapton, Elton John, Oliver Reed, Anne Margaret, and Roger Daltrey.
I know it.
Bye Bye Birdie!
It's called Bye Bye Birdie. That's right. She's actually proud of herself for...
I guessed it!
It's Tommy. It's called Tommy.
Oh.
Members of The Who weren't in Bye Bye Birdie.
But your sort of your victory dance that you did was exciting.
The Who is only in Tommy if you get in a hot tub time machine and change history. Convince Keith Moon and Roger Daltrey to be in Bye Bye Birdie. All right, so
the kid sure plays Bye Bye Birdie.
So T.J. Miller got the point on that one.
That's amazing.
For doing nothing, yeah.
That's the only way I can get points, Orlando. So
we'll start with Natasha on this next one. This is a holiday movie. What? She doesn't get the point. Because she said...
The guy goes, all right.
She said she could get it one. He said zero, and then he got it wrong, so the point goes to T.J. I know, it's complicated. But we start with Natasha. This movie is a Christmas movie from 2004, and Leonard Maltin calls it a bomb. Bomb. He does not. He saves that for the worst of the worst. And there are 12 names. Natasha, how many names can you get it in?
Five.
A bomb about Christmas from 2004.
Five.
She says five names, Dan Gabriel. How many names can you get it in? Talking to the microphone.
Can I call her? Can I call her out? Can I make her do it?
Yeah, five? You can make her do it.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
Say name that movie.
Name that movie.
Name that movie.
Felicity Huffman was in this movie. The great Felicity Huffman. Julie Gonzalo. I don't know who that is or why she got higher billing over Felicity Huffman. Tom Poston. He's old. And also another old guy, Austin Pendleton.
I like Austin.
And Jake Busey was in this movie. Those are your five names.
Oh, I love Jake Busey.
Gary Busey's not as crazy son.
But just as crazy looking.
Does people in the audience know it?
No?
It's a tough one. Any guess, Natasha?
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol. That's a really good guess. That's a really good guess. Because this movie also has the word Christmas in the title. Do you want to phone a friend?
I want to phone a friend.
You want your guy that you're playing for to help you?
Not now.
He doesn't know what it is. He says he doesn't know. Some guy over there knows. Go see what he knows.
It's called Christmas with the Cranks.
That's correct.
An audience member
helped Natasha to cheat.
I know, you guys are applauding Natasha cheating and this guy knowing the movie Christmas with the Cranks.
They like me.
No one should know that movie. I bet you people that are in it don't even know it. Like
Jake Busey's like, shut the fuck up. I did that movie? No way.
Emmett Walsh doesn't know he was in it. Dan Aykroyd doesn't know he was in it. That guy doesn't know much of anything. Cheech Marin smoked a lot of weed. All right, here we go. So it's a point for TJ and a point for Natasha. We'll start with Dan Gabriel on this next one.
Let's do it.
This is a movie that takes place in San Francisco.
Okay.
It's from 1977. Len gives it 2.5 stars. Not fair. I think it should be 3. And he calls it well-made but uneven. And there are 10 names.
10 names.
Dan Gabriel, start the bidding.
5.
1977.
I can name that movie in 5 names.
5 names. Cutting it in half. T.J. Miller.
I'm going to say name that movie.
Wow. This is an intense game.
Only because
game
I know
playing.
I couldn't get it before.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to get it. Here we go. 5 names. You ready, Dan?
Let's do it.
Charlie Callis was in this movie. He's that guy that was always like...
You mean Michael Winslow?
No, this guy was pre-Michael Winslow. Michael Winslow took it up a notch by making sounds of actual things. Charlie Callis was like... Burr. Jack Riley was in this movie. He played Carlin on Bob Newhart's show.
Murphy Dunn was in this movie. He was in the band in Blues Brothers, Murphy Dunn. Howard Morris was in this movie. He used to be on the Andy Griffith Show. And Ron Carey is your fifth name. Ron Carey. I think there's somebody in the audience that knows it. 1977. And Leonard said it's a well-made but uneven.
Is it foul play?
Ooh, that's a good guess. But again, you're wrong. Let me do the rest of the names. You guys yell it out. Dick Van Patten, Harvey Korman, Cloris Leachman, Madeline Kahn, Mel Brooks.
Oh, I know. It's Blazing Saddles.
No. I know it. Do I get another chance if I know it?
No, you don't get another chance when you get all the names. I love that the three of you, one is blurting out.
I know it now, and they don't know it.
What is it?
Is it High Anxiety?
Yes,
yeah.
That's right. High Anxiety. All right, we have a tied game. Next person to get a point wins. I know, this is the most fucked up game. Okay, this movie is a buddy movie. That means it stars two people. And it's from... What year is it? 1988. Leonard gave it 3.5 stars. And he said this about it. Socko action comedy. Yeah, he called it Socko. If I ever have him on the show again, I'm going to go, what does it mean when something is Socko? And... where do we start the bidding? Let's start with TJ. And there are 8 names.
I can do it in 6.
He thinks he can do it in 6. Natasha?
6.
You can't bid the same as the last guy.
Why not? She can do anything else she wants. She can just ask that guy if it's Christmas for the Cranks.
7, then.
She could probably make up a number. She can do it in 11. I can do it in 11 new names.
I like
the Josh Hartnett way when Josh Hartnett played that guy Slevin. Dan? She said 7, I think. Wait, what did you say, TJ?
I think TJ said 6. And
6, and then you,
and
then you said 7, Natasha?
I don't understand.
All right, Dan, what do you think you could get it in? TJ says 6, and Natasha says 7. She says
why
she
is that can, funny?
Natasha says she can get it in more names than TJ.
Oh.
So do you say, Natasha, name that movie? Or do you bid lower than 7 or 6?
Sorry, I'm not a deep nerd. I don't understand.
Yeah, it takes a deep nerd to understand this game. Sorry, I said more names when we're constantly betting less names, or we have to say name that movie. I'm not wearing glasses and a pocket protector.
I'd like to take a second to congratulate you guys for being on the episode that'll never be heard by anyone. I'm just teasing. You guys are hearing it.
It's not making the cut.
All right, how many names, Dan? We got to wrap this up.
All right, I want to see Natasha name it in 7.
Yeah, here we go.
Wait, hold on a second. I can name it in 15. Back up. I can do it in 15 names.
I'll have to make up some names.
You have
names.
To name all the names from the movie and then some names from High Anxiety.
I'll have to name some other people that were involved. I could do it. I could name 15 names. No, let's let Natasha try in 7.
Let's let Natasha. Are you ready to answer the question?
I'm ready.
I'm pointing to Christmas and the Cranks. He's one of the Cranks.
Richard Ferroniji was in this movie. The Richard Ferroniji. Wendy Phillips. Joey Pants. That's what I call him. Other people call him Joe Pantoliano.
Joey.
Dennis Farina, John Ashton, Yaphet Kotto.
Oh, I love me some Yaphet Kotto.
Yaphet Kotto. And Charles Grodin.
That guy sucks.
I know it.
Well, it's on Natasha.
Can I ask him?
We're to fake apologize. No. I know it. Sorry.
It's from 1988, Natasha. Len gave it 3.5 stars, and he called it a Socko action comedy. I'd give it 4 stars straight up. That's an extra clue. Richard Forjo, Joan Gigi, Wendy Phillips, Joe Panagliano, Dennis Farina, John Astin, Yaphet Kotto, Charles Grodin. Most people listening to this podcast know the answer. Anything?
Hold on.
Wait, you know what, Tasha, again? Wherever are you going?
You can't use a lifeline twice.
Okay, summer school.
That was such a good buddy comedy.
That was almost as good of a buddy comedy as Christmas Carol.
It's true, the last name is Mark Harmon, Kirstie Alley, Chainsaw.
Am I right?
No, you're not right. The last name is Robert De Niro. And the movie's called?
Midnight Run.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Midnight Run.
And Dan Gabriel's our winner, everybody. Don't be mad, TJ. You don't lose anything.
Yeah, I don't feel that great about this. I beat Natasha, who cheated, and TJ, who had brain surgery.
Who's your person you were playing for, Dan?
I was playing for Jay. Yeah.
Big Jay.
Jay gets the prize.
So where did Jay win?
Jay wins some stuff in this bag. It's pretty exciting. There's good prizes this time, so I'm glad it was such an amazing game.
You need help?
What?
Oh, I was going to help you.
You win a copy of Professional Humoridian. My first CD that's available on astrecords.com. And then you also win a t-shirt that you guys may have heard of that says Too Trunk to Dweed on it. And then you also get a iPod Shuffle. That's right, I'm not fucking around. I bought that. That cost me $72.
Does he also get the South by Southwest gift bag that you got all that stuff in, or no?
No, because it's still got my sunglasses in it. And I have to carry my sunglasses back to the car.
And you gotta have a bag to carry those.
But the two losers, quote unquote, they get to name who I call a shithead at the end of the show. So that's very exciting. Oh, he already wrote it down. That's nice. Who do you want me? Yeah, take your time.
They name who Doug... Tasha just asked me what's happening again. I don't know how she could be baffled at another thing in the podcast.
There's a lot... Natasha's not about, like, understanding things or following things. She's just living life.
And loving Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah.
No rules, bro.
This guy wrote down the name of somebody I've never heard of.
So Doug,
like, he was ready to go. He was hoping he would win. He was hoping he would win and that I would call somebody a shithead. My guests tonight, do you have any plugs you want to get in before we wrap it up?
My name is Dan Gabriel, and I have 2 CDs on iTunes. Go get them.
Yeah, go get them. Natasha, if you could do that in the same style, say my name is and your name. And
my name is Natasha Leggero, and I have
my name is Doug Benson, and you can see me at Hyenas in Dallas May 6th through 8th. Tickets on sale May 3rd. Thursday night, admission is free. Go ahead. I was just joking around. Go ahead.
I am concerned as to why they liked that so much. Makes me think that they're against me.
No, they're more pro me than against you. It was just funny the way I did it.
No, it was very funny.
The way I sounded like I was gonna let you talk, and then I totally stomped all over it. That was funny.
It's okay. I don't have any. I'm on Twitter.
Follow Natasha on
Twitter. What's your name on Twitter?
But you got lots of road dates coming
Ugly
up, right?
Ugly Americans. I'm in a cartoon.
Oh yeah, she's on the cartoon Ugly Americans. Ugly Americans on Comedy Central.
Very funny.
Yeah, listen to that before the first and last season ends. And
by the way, we're already filming second
listen
season.
Listen to that.
Oh, awesome. Benson!
It's a cartoon on TV, and I said listen to that before it ends. So it's not a very good slam. TJ, do you have any plugs?
My name is TJ Miller. I'm going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin in May.
What's the name of the club you're playing?
Thanks for laughing, Irvine, California.
That's the name of the club?
Thanks for laughing, Irvine? Fight Appleton, Wisconsin any day of the week. It's the Skyline Comedy
Club. Skyline Comedy! Shout out to Cliff.
please look for me and Get Him to the Greek coming out in June. Gulliver's Travels.
You're in Get Him to the Greek?
I am in it for just a brief little amount of time.
Do you help get him to the Greek?
Did you make the trailer?
No, I get in the way of getting to the Greek. I did make the trailer. I remember the trailer screaming. And then I'm in Gulliver's Travels with Jack Black, and then I'll be in Yogi Bear. Yeah, that's right. Dreams do come true. December 17th,
I can't believe we
3D.
Didn't talk about Yogi Bear.
I know. Or She's Out of My League.
She's out of my league. Look for that on DVD soon. And TJ's very funny in it. He plays a TSA employee.
That's right.
Yeah.
Named Stainer. Yeah, everything's going really well for me. Brain surgery, Tough Nut, Stainer, Yogi Bear 3D.
The Benson Interruption will be at Largo in Los Angeles on Monday, May 10th, so come out to that if you're in the LA area. I'll be at the Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria, Illinois. Yeah, Peoria is really a place. He stared me down
when he said that.
Well, because a lot of people talk about it, like, oh, how's it going to work in Peoria? I'm going to go find out firsthand. May 13th through the 15th, 2010.
You're referencing an old showbiz cliche.
Yeah.
And then defensive with me, a man who didn't bring up anything about Peoria.
You're from Chicago. I'm going to be at Zany's in Chicago. May 16th.
I lived in Chicago.
I'll be at Zany's in Denver on Chicago 16th,
Chicago 16th,
2010. And the show's going to be at 420. It's a 420 matinee at Zany's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love matinee stand-up.
Right? That's the best time for stand-up in the afternoon. And thank you all, everyone that came out to the Irvine Improv!
Guys, thank you very much.
We love you. Thank you so much. And according to our losers tonight, members, there's no losers, just members of the audience who didn't win. Daryl Sakimai is a shithead. Yeah, Daryl Sakimai is a shithead. And James Franco is a shithead. I haven't heard of either of them. Thanks, you guys.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for